Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
This is Lisa Davis, along with my wonderful co-host, Andrea Donsky. And when I was a kid, I have to say, of course, Halloween was my favorite holiday. And that's no big surprise. But it was also my best friend's birthday. So we would eat cake and ice cream and candy. And then we would go trick-or-treating. And then we would dress up in the whole nine yards. Now, as a mom, Halloween's not my favorite holiday because I have to wrangle that crap away from my kid. Andrea, do you have experiences like this too?
Oh my gosh, with three kids? I mean, yes, but my kids are really good around Halloween. We've come up with an amazing solution that works, and they know, you know, they're allowed two pieces of candy of whatever it is, and the rest they go into a pile. We take away the food coloring, we take away the trans fats, we take away a lot of the fun, unfortunately, but you know, at the end of the day, we're all better off for it. And we replace it with better options like Surf Sweets, right?
Yes.
I mean, we've got Glee Gum. We've got some great companies that we work with that have those better options, so.
Yeah, that is so true. All right. Well, we have got Catherine Guy-Lay here, and she is going to help us with our Halloween troubles. She wrote a wonderful book, Mountain Mantras, Wellness and Life Lessons from the Slopes. Hello, Catherine.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
It's so great to have you on. You know, one of the chapters you talk about your daughter and how she hoarded a bunch of Halloween candy. And it's so funny because I used to hide junk food in my room because my mom was a total health food nut. So I really related to that. Tell us how you worked through that and tell us about the game that you created with her.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think it's great for parents to understand this time of year that it is a struggle. I mean, Halloween is so much fun when you're a kid, and I hoarded candy as well. But, you know, as an adult, we know so much about what's in that candy, and specifically the food colorings. You know, there's all kinds of research that shows that they're neurotoxins and they cause hyperactivity. So it's just what we don't want as parents. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I just went for a quick run before this interview, and I was thinking about the idea of motivation. And I think that's the key word that we parents need to keep in mind around the holidays is what motivates our kids. And every child is going to be different. So I'll tell the story of when my daughter hoarded Halloween candy and she loved the color pink. And so anything that was pink, she would just be attracted to. And so one day, and of course, I'm a nutritionist and I'm always talking about the dangers of food coloring and please avoid it and all that. But to her, that wasn't motivating. Like, okay, well, my mom doesn't like it, but that doesn't mean that I'm motivated to avoid it. So one day we found this huge stockpile in her room, and I thought, okay, whatever I'm doing is not working. So I thought about what motivates her, and she loves animals, and she loves any living creature. And the thought, I think, to her of eating bugs would completely freak her out. And so I learned that a pink food coloring called carmine is actually made from dried pulverized bugs. And, you know, that's a totally separate topic. It's interesting, though, because it's related to shellfish and can cause allergic reactions. So parents, be on the lookout if all of a sudden your child has a lollipop and breaks out in hives. Could be bugs. But so what I did is I took the kids on a scavenger hunt as we were on a drive to the Grand Canyon one year, and I just had them look for ingredients. And then they learned about what the ingredients were. And she, on her own, discovered that carmine, pink coloring, had bugs. And she decided herself, you know what? I don't want to eat them anymore. So that was what motivated her. And so I think that's sort of something important for us as parents to think about. What is going to motivate your child to make a change?
I love that you said that because that makes so much sense. You know, we can talk till the cows come home about the health benefits, but it kind of goes over the kid's head. I mean, my mom was the ultimate health food nut in the 70s. And I swore when I grew up, I would eat Cap'n Crunch for dinner because I only had it once a year on my birthday. But then by the time I was like 17, 18, it kind of started sinking in. And I really started getting health conscious then. But I think if my mom had done what you had done and found something that would have motivated me, I think it would have helped. Andrea, have you tried something like that? I think it's such a good idea.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we work with in terms of how their body feels, what they, you know, in terms of how they perform athletically and sport wise.
Oh,
so, yeah,
great.
I think at the end of the day, it's really, you know, I agree with what you're saying. And I think definitely finding whatever motivates your child to make their own decisions, and whatever that decision is when it comes to food or anything else in life, I think, you know, that's giving them, it's empowering them, right? It's giving them the opportunity to make that decision for themselves.
Yeah, I think education and empowerment are sort of like, are the keys. And, you know, my son, on the other hand, is not motivated by avoiding bugs. But what he what he really doesn't like is he doesn't like when anyone tricks him or fools him. And so what I do with him is I talk about how sneaky sometimes the ingredients can be in terms of how food is labeled and how the front of the package can be very misleading when you actually start to read the ingredients. And so that was kind of what motivated him. And so he's always looking at the backside at all the ingredients and trying to figure it out, because that's his motivation, is I don't want to be fooled. So it's just interesting how education and empowerment can make a change.
Welcome to the food world. Catherine, I don't know if you've heard of our book or read our book. We wrote a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food, and I think your kids would love it, because we show the difference between the good and the bad. And I think we've been told by many people that kids love this book because it shows them what's behind the motivation, like what's in the ingredients that these companies are using. So just kind of an FYI, we talk about the Scary Seven, and I think it would be right up your alley.
Oh, that's fantastic. And is it targeted towards a certain age group?
No, it's targeted. Well, it's actually for adults, but the feedback that we received was that kids love it too, and they love getting it read before bedtime, which I find really interesting because of the fact it's very, there's a lot of pictures and it's very visual. But yeah, no, I mean, it's right up your alley in terms of, I'm a holistic nutritionist as well. And I think, you know, whatever you're talking about is so incredible. And what I love about it is that you're getting to that motivation part, which I think especially when it comes to children, is that it's such an edge, you know. And I think even for adults, right, we don't like being tricked. We don't like you were saying about your son, we don't like that the food companies are tricking us and saying one thing. We call it misleading marketing. But at the same time, if that's what's going to work to get our kids to eat healthier, I mean, brilliant.
Well, I can't wait to check out your book. And I do think it's important for all of us, whether we're kids or we're adolescents or we're adults, just to feel like we're a little bit in more control of the situation. Because as you were talking about in cleansing, you know, we're exposed to so many things every day, sometimes we don't even know. And so the more that we can learn about the food chain, it might be scary, but at least we can become empowered and then make some choices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true. You know, years ago, I worked for the Tobacco Education Clearinghouse of California, and I would work with teens and we would do focus groups and things. And the thing that really would get them is when I would say, you know, the tobacco companies basically think you're stupid. And they'd be like, well, we're not stupid. And basically talking to them about how they're trying to fool them. So that totally reminded me of that. And the other thing for the girls, it was, it's going to affect your looks. You're going to turn yellow, your teeth, your skin's going to be yellow, and you're going to smell and you're going to have wrinkles early. And they're like, blah, you know. So again, you have to meet the kid where they're at, and you have to go towards what they're motivated by.
Right. Okay. So maybe parents listening can think, okay, when we're sorting through all of our Halloween candy at the end of the day, what's going to motivate my child? And maybe if the child is older and starting to be concerned about their looks, you know, how does sugar affect your skin and your hair and your nails and all that? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's another tactic. Or just saying they think that you're not so smart, and so they're going to trick you with the labeling. So I think that's another great set of tools for parents.
Yep. No, I absolutely agree. And I think especially around Halloween, 100% agree, because I mean, like you said, and we said at the beginning of this interview, is that it's a really, really tricky holiday, and companies are out there. I mean, it's a very profitable holiday for so many different companies, and they're going to do what they can to get our kids to eat their junk food. But like I said at the beginning, luckily for all of us, we do have great companies, and Naturally Savvy, for all of you who are listening, there are great companies that we work with that we handpick. They have to be Naturally Savvy approved, so organic and non-GMO, and Ixer Sweets, like Glee Gum, like these companies who are trying to make a difference in our lives. So thank you so much for being on our show today, Catherine. Is there anything in the last, 10 seconds that you'd like to say for those who are listening?
Well, just keep up the good work. Have fun. And there's more information at nurtureyourfamily.org if folks want to look at games and activities that they can do with their kids.
Thank you. And also, your website is makewellnessfun.com, and at Catherine Guylay, G-U-Y-L-A-Y. You can follow her on Twitter. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and Twitter, and thanks for listening. Stay well.